How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Lumos. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Shelkai's Radio. I'm your host and secret keeper, Ezra, a.k.a. Bill, also known as Sir Ezra, the Watchful, History of Magic Professor, the Flynn Wizard, obviously. Yours, truly, me. Please welcome your lovely design witch, the Fascination of this year, the Fascination of fourth year, Tri-Weather Champion herself, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, a.k.a. Fleur.
Hallo und einen wunderschönen guten Tag. It's so good to finally have you back in our beautiful little cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth. Kommt rein und macht's euch gemütlich. Welcome to episode 105, in which we do not discuss Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, chapter 23, the Yule Ball, because we'll have to postpone that. We have bigger news. This is a full-on cottage ketchup and mustard episode.
Ketchup, mustard, what else? Relish. What else do you put on a hot dog?
Gherkin.
Gherkin?
Gherkin.
What is that?
You know what that is?
Relish?
Well, yeah, I guess you call it that.
Okay, that's what you call gherkin. Get your gherkin, guys. Get ready for a gherkin episode. Let me tell you right here. It's going to be a gherkin good time, all right?
It's
gherkalicious.
It's a pickle.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's a pickle.
Garrett, well, even better. Okay, sorry.
Got an awesome Christmas gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, received it. I didn't get it for you, but you got it for me.
Yeah.
We did an early Christmas because I am leaving in 2 days to go to Germany.
2 days.
2 Tage.
2 Tage.
And then the flannel wizard Bill is going to follow me just 2 weeks later or 10 days or something like that. So not shortly after.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's why we kind of exchanged some gifts today with the family, with the American family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we also exchanged gifts because we don't want to put them in our suitcase and then, you know, drag them over to Germany. We
just, and then drag them back here.
And then put them back in the suitcase. So we save that whole procedure. And yeah, we just give each other gifts early, which is also kind of nice because you have already given me a gift, which, oh, wow, this all ties in. Okay.
Does it? Okay.
So the first gift,
take it away. I don't know.
The first Christmas gift you gave me, mm-hmm, it was a while ago because you couldn't wait. And yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit later what it was.
Okay. Okay.
It was something really cool, Harry Potter themed.
That's true. That's true.
And then today you got me 2 really awesome things that I had no idea you were going to get.
Right.
And this goes back to the pickle. Okay. Full circle.
Seriously?
The pickleball racks.
I feel like I'm in a, pickleball.
Pickleball.
Wow.
See? So I don't know if people in Germany or other parts of the world know what pickleball is.
Right.
It's a little. It's like a mix of tennis and ping pong.
It's kind of new, I feel like, but I don't really. Maybe it's just gained in popularity.
So
or something.
So fun, and since I'm I used to play volleyball and beach volleyball, and that's the same style of game. You just don't have a racket. You just use your hands for that, right? But same idea, and I always played ping pong with my opa.
Yes.
He taught us how to do that and tennis and all that stuff. And I saw people play that weird game that looked like tennis or badminton, but not really. And you said it was pickleball. And then I saw on YouTube, one of my favorite YouTubers.
Shout out.
To Julianne Doodles.
Julianne Doodles. Shout out awesome. On her little podcast. We think you're cool.
I know.
I even think you're cool.
She does cute art. And she's she used to be a tennis player and plays pickleball all the time. It looks so fun. And I wanted to try it. And the fun part was yesterday we went to Walmart. Yeah. And we just kind of randomly went through the aisles, and I said, well, look, there's pickleball racks, rackets.
I know. I tried to quickly move you on. I was like, yeah, it looks cool.
I was like,
sure.
We should get some, really. And then today I pulled them out of the bag that you gave me for Christmas. And I was like, "No, did you get them after I said that?" And he's like, "No.
I actually
already had them."
Weeks.
That's how well you know me. I was so happy. And then the other one was a really, really pretty yoga mat. Yeah. So thanks so much for those gifts.
You're welcome. Can I tell them about the gifts I got for you?
Yes.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So a really cool gift. It'll probably be featured over on a little Instagram called Rosy Little Cheeks.
Yeah, Rosy Little Cheeks.
Dang.
You know, and you think of that Pikachu and all those blush.
Just Rosy Little Cheeks. Okay. Rosy Little Cheekers, guys. Yeah. I want you to imagine just Rosy Little Cheekers. And I want you to go follow Rosy Cheeks. I don't want to confuse anybody. It's not Cheekers, okay? But I want you to go follow. We'll put a link down in the description. It's in our link tree. Yeah. And so far, I have to say, That little channel is cozy as all get out. I thought this podcast was cozy, but because of my presence, it sometimes gets a little messy.
Oh, that's not true.
Oh, guys,
you're
let's
the
be honest.
Flannel wizard. You make it super cozy.
Yeah, but also I feel like I come rolling in with like, I've been tromping around in the Shire. You know, I've got like mud on my boots, and you know, my Rosie's like, she's like, how would you say stop? Would you say nine? And then tell me to stop, like
hör auf.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hör auf.
And then you, shoes off.
Yeah. Anyway, so Schuhe aus.
Schuhe aus now. So, because I'm a mess, guys. I come tromping into the Shell Cottage, and I'm sometimes a mess. But anyways, my whole point was that is a cozy channel.
Yeah.
I love how cozy it is. It's so wonderful.
Thanks.
And it's got good little jingles. It is Lottie's crochet channel. And I love it. And you made me a little Yoda figure, right?
Yeah.
You made me like a little Yoda, like
Christmas ornament.
Yeah. It's really cool. And everyone knew as soon as I put it out of the bag, they're like, Yoda or Grogu.
Yeah, I know. All the kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So it was fun. So thanks. It's really cool.
No, you're so welcome. And thank you to everybody who already went over there and followed my account. I started like 3 days ago and it's already going pretty well and so fun. Like, there's already people on there from this channel or from this project, and then other people who are into the cozy gaming Nintendo stuff, and you know, people who like both. Like, there's tons of people who love Harry Potter and played Hogwarts Legacy and are just cozy gamers, and I love that vibe, that scene. Mm-hmm. And that's what the plushies are mostly about, and I'm gonna venture out into other little things, like I'm working on some hats and some blankets and
some
all that
socks.
Kind of stuff. Yep. But I love making the plushies. It's so fun. And it's
they're so good.
You know, you can make your own plushies, like for fandom people.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, things that have a lot of different creatures like Pokemon. You're like, you can't find that one specific plushed animal when you were little, and some people still collect them, and I love that. You can't find that one specific one, and now you can. I don't know, it opens up a whole world where you can make it yourself, and it's very similar in a funny way to when I first got into 3D modeling. Mm-hmm. On the computer.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, this, you just get the tools to make whatever you want.
Yeah.
So it's been so fun. I can't believe that this is my new thing now, but I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah, Lottie,
every day I'm just crocheting
guys,
away.
Has taken away. She's just gone crazy with it, and she's already got people asking for commissions, and you know, she's like for her to do different things, and it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to you like growing it and doing your thing. And it's for me, it honestly, when you imagine like an ambience video, and you imagine someone in a little cozy cottage with some warm tea, and then there's a rocking chair, and then there's this little cutie over here, you know, crocheting away. It's like, what? This is truly like legit the vibes.
Thanks.
So
thanks.
Anyway, I'm loving it, and I think it's really cool. My niece and nephew absolutely loved the little bears that you did. You did like a whole family, sort of like family of bears for my sister, her husband,
and then her three kids. Yeah.
And it was really cute. Each of them had individualized characteristics that represented those little kids, and they thought it was cool.
That was so fun.
Yeah, they were already snuggling with them.
I know.
Rachel was like, I'm going to take mine to bed with me. And I'm like,
That's so cute.
It was great.
That was so fun. And I actually was looking for something to make you know, to create something for people as well, to find my own creative outlet. But also last year when we got married in Germany, my brother's gift to us was his photography. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so cool. He learned something. He learned a skill that's outside of his, you know, professional work, but that he could gift to others. Or like,
yeah.
He doesn't even monetize it, but he probably could. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just was so impressed by that. And you've been doing that for a long time now with your podcasting projects, like bringing your thoughts, your voice, your entertainment to people at home. And we're doing it with this project, but I was looking for something else that I could do with my hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm holding the microphone with my hand right now.
But... Yeah, you are, but normally you're not.
Normally I'm not.
that's a part of our update. We'll tell you why we're holding our microphones with our hands and why there's no video version. Later in a second, but I think you want to do something artsy,
yeah.
Right? And you are an artsy person. You're arts and crafts and drawings and doodles and different things.
Yeah.
And so this really fits you, and it's something that you can grow into and continue to evolve. And I'm like really pumped. I'm really excited. So far, everyone has really loved them, and I think they're really freaking good.
Thanks.
I'm like blown away by how fast you just are. Like even my sister, who's arts and crafts, she's like, "How'd you do that?" You know, and so she's just like, yeah. You know, it's really cool. So,
that's so fun.
Yeah.
And we start calling it the Triforce.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in mm-hmm. Legend of Zelda there's the Triforce?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's this project. Well, mm-hmm. there's obviously other projects. So I don't want to undermine up or other things.
But for our little family, for what we do, this is our Triforce.
It's the Flannel Wizard talking about... Everything, actually.
Anything and everything.
It's basically the YouTube channel is the heart of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Shell Cottage Radio. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working on my own little project, Rosy Little Cheeks.
Yeah. It's cool. We've always wanted, like, you have a little something that you do, a little project that you just work your butt off on. And then I have mine. And then we have this one that we do together as a family. And that's really what we were like. We need three things.
Yeah.
You know? Because anybody who knows me, I've bounced around and done different stuff. And... You know, I enjoy doing little projects here, and I've enjoyed all the different stuff that I have done. But yeah, I wanted something that we could do together.
Yeah.
And then we each had our own independent, like, okay, you know, it's time to, you know, do our own thing. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun. Because I'm over here, like, literally fanboying over your stuff.
Aww.
And honestly, your reels, I sent you this long message the other day. Like,
you did.
Wasn't going to tell anybody this, but I sent Lottie this, like, long Instagram message where I think it was Instagram or text, and I was just sort of like, this is legit. I was sitting there. I think you'd already gone to bed. And I was like, if I were just watching this channel, this would be a follow. This would be like, aww. If I didn't know that was you standing back there and I compared it to other cozy, like crochet channels, I'd be like, this is freaking sick. It's a cool little vibe.
Thanks so much for
high quality,
that.
High definition, everything. So anyway. Yeah. All right, so there's that's what's been that's it. That's the update, guys.
That was it. The big update.
Big update.
That's why we couldn't record.
So we've been working on our things, you know what I'm saying? So no, anyway, those are our three projects that we're doing.
Yeah.
So just so you guys know, that's our thing. And anybody who wants to know why I've bounced around 1,000 different times, can go listen to Flannel Wizard. I do like a whole welcome episode where I go over all my craziness.
I want to listen to that. You did that
funny?
Just 2 days ago.
You know what's funny? I haven't posted it yet because I was waiting for us to do this and to post this
first. Oh, okay,
Do you know in that I sat right over there, probably about 100, you know, feet from, here, and I actually did all the updates. I just rolled through them. I haven't posted it, but I just said them. I just said them all, and I was like, and I said when I was recording
amazing.
That, I was like, haven't recorded the first thing that's going up is like, you know, our Shell Cottage Radio.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, who knows? Maybe I'll post this tomorrow. And I was like, I was ready to like post it. So I might not re-record that. I might actually just keep it.
Yeah,
and just post it later after we post this. I think it's kind of funny because I'm on a high. But anyway, that's that leads us into some of our, where do you want to start? What's the big news?
Let's start with Shell Cottage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been hinting at it so many times now. We've been a little AFK, idle, away from microphone.
The
actually, AFM.
Yeah. AFM. Yeah.
Away from microphone.
Yes.
Mic. Because, wow, we have. I mean, school. That's not new, but every day after school, we have to go to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, Flannel Wizard and the Flannel Witch Fleur and Bill, they found their shell cottage.
Found it.
We found it.
Found it and bought it, and it is awesome. We are pumped. It is a lot of work, though. Holy Moses. So we bought a house.
Yes, we did.
That's update number one. And it has been... We were searching for a house, which takes some time. Then I did 1,000 pieces of paperwork, which took some time. Anybody who knows, you know, like I've owned a condo before and it was also just as crazy. But this was a little bit more crazy because we're flipping it.
It's an older home. An elderly lady lived there and we're flipping it now to a little, you know, to kind of adjust it to how we want it and how we wanna set up things. And yeah, so
we're painting, we're drywalling, we removed carpet.
Yes.
I can go on and on and on. It's been great. Good updates, happy updates here.
Yeah.
But obviously we had to tear down our studio.
Yeah, so we
did. Studio's gone over the old so we used to have an apartment and the podcasting equipment was in boxes and in totes. Dug out two microphones to do an update before Christmas, and that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
We're sitting here holding our microphones.
Yep, in the car.
In the car with the Zoom recorder, hoping that this turns out okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, we're so, so excited because we love a little apartment, but it was time for an upgrade. And we were hoping we would find the shell cottage, you know, next. And we call it also, what do we call it?
It's our hobbit hole.
A hobbit hole in North Farthing, because it is a really nice spot. And I remember vividly, because we've been looking on Zillow, like the app where you can find different houses that are on the market, right? And we have been to open houses before. We have never actually asked somebody, like a realtor, to show us a house before.
Right, or made an offer.
Right, made an offer or anything. And we saw this house and just... You know, we often text each other, hey, saw this new house. What do you think? Should we go to an open house? But this one, I remember we saw it and just sent it to each other. That was new. And that night when we send each other the link and I looked at it, I could not go to sleep. I, in my head, just thought about this house the whole time. And
that's
but I didn't tell you about it.
I didn't tell you how it kept
me busy.
Right.
And then the next day, we're both at work, and you asked me, hey, do you want to see this house? Like, do you want to, I have a realtor, we can ask him if he can show us the house.
And I didn't know that it had kept you up all night.
And I'm like, well, now that you ask, yeah.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go see it. And that was Halloween night.
Halloween.
It was the 31st of October, actually.
Crazy.
And that's when we, like, after that, after work.
That night,
we saw the house. The realtor had time. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Met us there. Showed us the house. And we let everything, like, sink in, sat in the car. Mm-hmm. And then we looked at each other and we're like, should we make an offer? I mean, we both were like blown away how, you know, it's not like the most, it's not flipped. We always, it's
no,
so funny.
Yeah.
We often looked for it's like a flipped, move-in ready, don't have to do anything house. But this one.
It's very modest, you guys. But to us, it's.
It's the perfect little.
We love it.
Humble hobbit hole
that
we can make our own. And it's just nice. It's got this really nice view that we love. Yeah. Like the backyard was probably one of the...
Anytime I start sharing...
the best things, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime I start sharing good news, I always want to say like it's news we share with a grateful heart. Like we're blessed and so happy and so thankful that we were able to kind of do this. And we're also the two type of people. Hopefully you guys know this. We're always rooting for people. I always want the best for people and I want them to accomplish and meet their dreams. And one of our dreams was just to own a home.
Yeah.
We wanted to own a home and we wanted to live there and improve it. And I wanted to build a little studio and you wanted your little spot. And we wanted, you know, just to be able to design it the way we wanted to design it and just have fun with it. And we're blessed and we're grateful that we're able to do that sincerely.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. And we kind of didn't even have time. We didn't know that night when we went over there what was going to happen.
No, that we would make an offer. That night.
And I mean, I'm telling you guys, 21 days later, we like closed on the house and like we're just
working
like crazy.
That was insane.
So yeah, that was really fast. And my lending agent, like she quit halfway through. She just resigned. She said, sorry, you guys are great. Love this company, but it's my time.
I know. Great.
I was like, okay, see ya. So that was weird, but we made it through. We had a really good experience and very stressful and had a lot. It was a busy time for me during school at same time. And then it was also the holidays were coming up and it was just so crazy.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's our big news. We've acquired it. We're working on it. My dad has a to-do list every single day
for me.
He's amazing. Helped us out a lot. And again, can't say it enough that we're blessed and grateful and just excited to move in there and continue sharing positive vibes and continue to share just, I guess, like... I don't know, just experience life with our listeners and with friends and family. It just feels so good, you know?
Yeah.
And I think anytime something, I always want people to share we start, you know, it's kind of corny, but all of our meetings at school, we start with like, who has something good to share?
Yeah.
You know? And you want to, that makes other people feel good, I hope.
Yeah, it does.
And you want to root for each other. I think most people want good things to happen to other people. And
I'm one of those people.
I've rooted so hard for my friends and family, and but I've also wanted this for myself and for you and me, and just our cozy little hobbit hole, our little shell cottage up in the North Farthing, and so really cool.
Really exciting.
Really exciting. So you introduced that one. Do you want to introduce this next one?
Yes.
This next update. So, crazy thing is that like, essentially. That Christmas gift I gave you early?
Yes.
I gave Lottie a, what is it called? Hagrid's pumpkin patch?
Yeah, it says, it's really pretty actually. It says Hagrid's pumpkin patch and it's got Hagrid's hut on there and the big pumpkins.
Pumpkins in, you know, the chest region area.
No, and it's really pretty. I got to post a picture.
It's really cool actually. Right. Yeah. But it is for, it's a breastfeeding shirt.
It's a breastfeeding shirt.
I mean, you know, like, I just gotta say, you know, I mean, you know, I was like, you're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. So anyways, just to back up a little bit, before we went to Kent, and did we know in Kent?
Yes, we did.
Oh my God, yeah. What am I thinking? Yeah, we did. Holy smokes. So I think a week or two before we went to Kent, like, we knew we were pregnant.
Yeah, we're expecting a little one.
Yeah, we're expecting a baby boy.
It's a little wizard.
Yeah, Hufflepuff. I've already called it.
I think so.
Already called it. He actually just got done kicking mommy over there right now.
He's on the podcast, basically, with us.
Yeah. So, crazy. And he's been on the podcast for a few episodes, actually, right?
It just hurt me so
He knows we're talking about him.
Know.
I can see him moving, pretty much.
I know.
I did see him move, by the way. That was so crazy. He kicked me.
He kicked
me the other day. I was like, dude, what are you doing? But, yeah, so that's also been going on behind the scenes. It also was a little bit maybe influencing our like, hey, let's start seriously looking for a house. Let's start seriously looking for a space to get cozy in on. Because we actually were thinking at the end of this school year, possibly looking into that. And I was like, well, wait a second. We're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
So, like, looking and doing all the buying and flipping and remodeling, like, maybe we should do that now. And then it just happened to be that it all kind of lined up. You know?
Yeah, we were always, like... walking in with the feeling of we don't have to buy yet because
we were
thinking we can still do it in the apartment, you know, like for at least make it work for at least a year. Maximum a year where it's fine. You still share a room with a little one and then you kind of need an extra room. But happened to happen. that we did find the house with an extra room right now. And so after going through everything we went through with the house, I'm actually glad that he's not here yet. Like, oh, I mean, no. being up all night with him and then feeding him and soothing him, all that would add up to everything we're doing right now. And I'm so excited for it, actually. We're so ready for it.
Yeah.
I think. But
me too.
It's actually so nice that we get to move in, probably, very probably. I mean, we should be able to move in before.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
The plan is rather sooner than later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 So, friends, there you go. We got a little wizard on the way. Got a little Jedi wizard on the way.
Yeah.
And it's
Hobbit, everything.
Yeah, he's
what
he's
is gonna, he gonna be?
He's gonna be here. He's gonna be just a cute, kind, wonderful baby boy.
Watch, he's gonna be a rascal running around.
He's gonna be Slytherin.
Driving us nuts.
We've already nicknamed him Kickeroo because he's down there, kicking away like crazy. Yeah. So anyway, we don't wanna go too long and labor on all this. We just wanted to share some happy updates for us. They're happy updates for us. But they took us away from podcasting for a little bit because it was a lot. It was already kind of a lot. Like, you people, I mean, you know, anybody who has experienced pregnancy will tell you that morning sickness thing is a real thing.
First.
That's a real thing, guys.
First trimester was
We barely
awful.
Made it through podcasting-wise. We had to really be particular about when we podcasted and move things around. And you worked super hard to get those things up and out there. So listening back to the last couple episodes, you might even hear, there's one episode where I said baby about like 10 times. Did you notice that?
Did you?
I forget which one it was. Maybe not 10 times, but I just kept saying the word baby over and over again. And it was like subconsciously I was saying it. I don't even know why. But yeah, we were keeping it under wraps. We even mouthed.
In one YouTube video.
On a YouTube video,
we're
pregnant. And we said for all of our lip readers out there, here we go. But yeah, it's just really cool. We're really excited. And wanted to let you guys know why we haven't been able to. We don't have another third co-host
We don't have an editor. We do everything. So, sometimes when life gets crazy, we need to take that break for our own mental health, for our own well-being, and for the podcast, because we want it to be a quality podcast. We want the summary to be good. We want the chapter discussion to be fun. And
and honestly, we didn't have time we didn't really make a conscious decision. We actually were going to try to keep podcasting through all of the buying process and then all of the remodeling process.
True.
But honestly, just can't, because we were living at one point in three different places,
right?
A little bit at my dad's, some at the house, and then some at the apartment. And so
trying to clean out the apartment. It's a process, and it's still not done. And we're going over to Germany. I'm going this week, you're going in 2 weeks. So we're all over the place. We're trying to make it work. And
but can I say something? Sorry, I did a little plosion there on the butt there. Sorry if I did. I'm also feeling kind of like nervous about this episode because I'm like, I don't have my headphones on. So I can't monitor any of the audio. So sorry if we're just blaring in your ear right now and we don't know.
It's okay. We can turn it down.
It'll be okay, right? Okay. How are you guys doing? Can you hear me now? I'm like, my mouth's like on.
I actually thought about making it work on the phone. So this is still high quality audio.
If we need to take this to Germany, we can. I'll let you know. Okay. Where was I going with that? Oh, declaration though. So we're going to go to Germany. And when we come back, we need to move in. We'll be moving into our place, and then from there, I think we'll be back probably on a regular schedule.
Should be.
Our whole goal is to start off again with a pretty rigorous, getting through Goblet of Fire, and I want to get back into firing up Flannel Wizard, which is also, it was all the channels. It is, it's been a lot of Harry Potter stuff. It'll be Lord of the Rings stuff and everything like that. You're going to continue on with crocheting and whatnot. So as far as content creators, that's what we're doing. And then we're going to be prepping a nursery and getting everything ready to go. And I'm going to be finishing up a lot of my schoolwork early so that way I can be ready for when, when a baby boy shows up here.
Yeah. And, well, full circle, maybe we can get Tiffany to jump in for an episode or two.
I know.
After he's born.
We jokingly said, who knows? I filled in for Tiffany on Swish and Flick.
Yep.
Lottie heard me on the podcast. and that's why the rest is history.
Yeah,
right there. So we did message her, and she was like, "Guys, I'm crying."
I know we did. We did message them. So.
Yeah, we'll be talking to them hopefully in January, and maybe we'll do some sort of fun crossover episode, pre-record a few things, so that way when the baby is here, you guys will know.
Oh, cool.
I can just say, you know, all right, I'll have it preloaded, and I can just say publish. You guys will know.
Let's go.
You guys will know things are good. But yeah, be looking forward to that, I guess, and that's sort of our big holiday update, and we're going to be posting on social media. Come follow us on social media. DM us on social media. We'd love to talk to you guys, everybody who is listening, and yeah. So I think we'll probably do a little social media post as well, too.
Yes.
That lets everybody know. Maybe we'll throw a baby bump up there or something. I don't know. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wild. Yeah.
Also, thank you guys so much for listening, for even, like, you know, being interested in our lives a little bit.
I know, right? Yeah.
Which is, we're just, you know, sharing why we couldn't really keep up with a podcast.
Yeah.
But also, we want to share happy news. And thanks for following our journey. Thanks for following our projects, and it just means the world to us that you guys enjoy listening, that we can bring that experience to your ears and your hearts, and that we find new people who also love Harry Potter. And I've actually started listening again. Sometimes I have problems, I don't know, sleeping at night. I will wake up at 1 o'clock. For some reason, I'm just so wide awake, I can't go back to sleep until 4 or 5. It's terrible. But I sometimes will put on the Harry Potter audiobooks.
Yeah.
And not just Goblet of Fire, which we're discussing right now, but other ones that are still to come. And this one is the German version of... Oh my gosh, what's the English title? Heiligtümer des Todes is Deathly Hallows.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, language. And there is a new recording. So you know how there's two people who have read the Harry Potter books in English?
Yeah.
Well, there's always been just one person who read the audiobooks in German, and now they have re-recorded them with a new reader, a new person. And I've been enjoying that. So listening to Deathly Hallows... And also loving it. I know. I understand why Tiffany loves that book.
Yeah.
I probably have. That's the least read book that. That's the book I've read the least.
Yeah.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Like over and over again.
Right.
And I miss it. I really am enjoying it, listening to it at night right now.
Yeah.
That's like my go-to for some reason. And I actually put it on the other day. And it was not, you know, normally I use headphones, but this time I just played it out loud. And I was wondering if subconsciously you're learning some German.
I actually heard it. Yeah. I was like, that's funny. And I heard like the names and stuff. So I was like, that's German Harry Potter.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, yeah, we do love you guys. And again, we can't thank you enough for listening, supporting us, and just being there for us. And we're sorry we couldn't communicate a little bit better, but we had... It hit all at once pretty quickly.
Yes, it did.
We didn't expect it, so...
it's an unexpected journey.
Unexpected journey for sure, for sure. So, but yeah, be looking forward. New Year's, I would say, to start the new year, we'll get back to the chapter rereads and maybe do a little New Year's episode. And maybe we'll record something from Germany. We'll see what kind of downtime we have over there. I think we're going to have downtime, and then we go over and it's like crazy, so...
I know. It's because everybody wants to see you.
Let's be honest, is the glue vine. It's the glue vine. It is flowing all over the city.
It is. No glue vine for mama.
Yeah, no. Nope. double for papa.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. All right, though. Appreciate you guys. And again, like I said, we'll be back. And reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you guys. And hope you guys are doing well. Happy holidays from us.
Merry Christmas.
We wish you guys all the best. So.
Merry Christmas, Harry.
Merry Christmas. Wait, is that what? Happy Christmas.
Oh, yeah, they say Happy Christmas.
Happy, don't you. You got to get it right. Happy Christmas, Harry. I actually really always liked that.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Ron. Cute. All right, friends. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Shellcast Radio 94.7 COZY. We hope that you will join us in the future. We thoroughly do enjoy meeting new positive Potter people. Don't be able to, like, babbling, bumbling bands of baboons. If you don't miss out on the next episode, then be sure to subscribe and follow us over on social media at Fleur and Bill.
If you're truly enjoying our content, consider supporting our growing wizarding family, actually growing wizarding family now, on Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll find all the links down below. Thank you so much to all our current patrons. We appreciate you, to Luna and back. And hopefully next time we will discuss what is going on. This is the wrong one. What? Okay.
Remember, we didn't do the episode. You have to go back up to the top.
Oh, here we go. On our next reread episode, we'll discuss Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Chapter 23, The Yule Ball. So make sure you tune back in next time. And until then, have a great rest of December, Christmas, New Year's. Happy New Year's, guys. Thanks for joining us in our Shell Cottage today. We know it's not much, but it's home. Happy Christmas, Knox.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.